Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Samach Aleph, and we're learning the end of a Simon Hay. The Chayodim says the following: Papalin v'zangevil. So peppercorns. Peppercorns grow on a tree, and it's a berry which grows on a tree. It we refer to it as, when you see ground pepper, white pepper, black pepper, that has no relation to what we buy in the store as a vegetable called bell peppers. This actually grows on a tree, and it's a fruit. Vizangabel is ginger, ain't lahariach behem. So the Chayyim says, in both of these things, a person should avoid smelling them. The Yeshemrim be'ain mevorchem aleim, kenkos el yirabe b'simenei sarivov, shem piskeitus. So some person hold, you do not make a bracha when you smell these items. Now, why would that be so? These are items which people in general do not use for the purpose of psalmim. People use it as a tavlin, as a spice for taste. They do not use it for smell. So we have an item which, if the consensus of people, the normal approach of people is to not use this for smell, maybe Chazal were not masak in the bracha on such an item, because people do not look at it as that its smell is significant. See, even though I personally think that I like it, I want to smell it, if I'm an exception to the crowd, so that there's no bracha on that. And some say that there is a bracha. So now we have a subject whether you should make a bracha or not. According to the opinion that you're supposed to make a bracha, it's usher to be in the hand of Melech Mizeh without a bracha. According to the opinion, you're not supposed to make a bracha, it's a bracha levatola. Therefore, the Chayyim suggests that a person should avoid trying to smell these items because of the suffix. Okay. Simen Vav. Im humin esev o yorok. If the item which you're smelling is a grass or a vegetable, mavorchen berei isve besamim. And he points out the ayin is bechirik mabez betzera isve. Okay. If it grows on a tree, it's part of the tree. So the bracha is, now the question is, we have some items are very clear that they are vegetables, some items are very clear that they are trees, and there's stuff in the middle. The indicator, the sign which tells me whether this is going to be a bracha of eitz or a bracha of, or it's a yarok. Imakelach hu kosha kegibel shal pishtun nikra eitz. So the Torah refers to pishtun as pishtehu eitz. The pishtun is the flax seeds grow on a stalk which is hard. So it's called pishtehu eitz. It's called eitz. So over here as well, if the stalk is hard to the equivalent level of the hardness of the stalk of pishtun, it's called eitz. V'avsheish bo'enofim she'madayim yurokim v'rachim lechavislan. Even though parts of it are not that hard, so maybe those are functioning more like a yorok as opposed to an eitz. We don't look at it like that. We say once part of it has reached the state of being ha'eitz, the whole item is considered ha'eitz. Now, but we had before that different criteria, we spoke about some other criteria to decide whether something is grows on, and the bracha is b'rei pri eitz, or the bracha is b'rei pri ha'adama. So we have this machlokes, we have over here b'rei isve b'samim and b'rei atze b'samim. It seems to be, theoretically, the two machlokes should be the same. What we need to define what is considered eitz for the purposes of the bracha b'rei pi eitz, and for the purposes of the bracha b'rei atze b'samim. However, which is the way the Mishnah Berurah holds, by the way, but the Chayyim seems to say that, not like that, v'davka shemotzi olin min ha'eitz u'miskayim mishana l'shana, that the this hard stalk that you're referring to has leaves which grow out of it, and it lasts me mishana l'shana. It lasts from year to year. So that he holds that the bracha is enough to make it the bracha of atzei b'samim. If the stalk always remains soft, so then it's a grass. So the bracha will be isei b'samim. And your rakas also are included. So grasses and leafy vegetables, both of them would be included under the rubric of the bracha of isei b'samim. Something which is hard, but it would be included in the bracha of atzei b'samim. Maybe we'll clarify a little more about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.